This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is that time of year where people are getting ready to do that fantasy football thing and the straight-up football pools. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. While some are concerned about their fantasy teams, others are concerned about a hurricane that could pack a punch and slam into Florida. Hurricane Dorian on this holiday coming up has really got some people on edge, and I can understand why. It is a Category 1 hurricane. It hit the Virgin Islands. It could grow into a Cat 3. The British Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and others are in the path. The first major test of emergency preparedness for the U.S. territory since the 2017 devastation of Hurricane Maria. So Dorian is uncertain. States of emergency, they're starting to declare them, and certainly the governor of Florida is concerned at this point because three is pretty bad if it hits into the northwest general direction of Florida. A meteorologist in Miami I was listening to today thinks it's going to grow in size looking at the satellite photos and could land anywhere from South Florida to South Carolina. And that will happen on Sunday or Monday. It's going to possibly be a very big storm. So people in Florida are getting ready for the strike, especially the Floridians on the East Coast. And what the governor, Ron DeSantis, is saying, and this is smart, said it in a tweet, what happens when you have hurricanes, right? You need 7 days of supplies, prepare your houses, and follow what's going on. It's rain and flooding that often can be the thing that threatens so much. Very, very tough to watch all that happen because that's that suspended anticipation. Either you dodge it or you're scared to death, you're going to be right in the center of it. So there is a main threat, and the main threat is what so many are concerned about, is the water. You know, people focus so much on the winds and everything else, which I understand because they can be terrible, but truly centering some of the attention on the water is important and significant because it's a game changer, right? And a game changer means a game changer as to whether or not your house survives, you survive. And, of course, human life, by the way, is always the most important thing. Furniture can be replaced. It's a heartache. It's a headache. It's all those things that you can possibly think of. But the loss of your life, the loss of someone you love because of hanging on to the last second when it doesn't look so good, not worth it, my friends. Not worth it. China. Is it worth all the agita it is giving us and the markets? The president says that Chinese officials have been called to restart talks, and that's what they want, amid an escalating trade war that we know sent the markets spinning in all kinds of directions. So what happens with China is significant to all of you, no matter where you're listening to me, whether it's Ottumwa, Iowa, Spokane, Washington, we love you up there, or Tampa, Florida, New Orleans, and everywhere else in between. Of course it affects you because of the goods that you buy, because of what the tariff will make phones become and other electronics. How much, in other words, how much is it going to cost you? And the answer to that question lies in the in-between. It depends on the tariffs and when all of that kicks in. There's not going to be a back down off of this. It's just whether there's going to be a true negotiation or not. And if there is, then maybe there's a way to rotate out of this, which would be the best, because you think of farmers who are being strangled by this, you think of others whose livelihoods depend on the import-export business, particularly with China. Very, 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 let me say it again, tough for them. And you think about this extra 5%, people in the retail business are not happy about it. A 15% tariff on September 1st. Look at your watches. Look at your calendars. That is rolling upon us, my friends. And it includes smartwatches, Bluetooth headphones, flat panel televisions, all kinds of footwear. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is also going to collect a 15% tariff on December 15th, though, on the remainder of the 300 billion list, including their cell phones, laptops, toys, and clothing. I think they keep pumping this out to let everybody know when the holidays approach, you best have your plan in place. Buy early, pay less. I mean, there you go. Buy early, pay less. Otherwise, you're going to pay more. You're going to pay that tariff. The Amazon fires might not affect our wallets. In a way, they do, because of the government trying to help, our government trying to help. But it's very sad to see the lingering smoke. And I guess kids are coughing a lot in Brazil, and they're saying this is what's happening. It's not something you blow off. But there are a lot of people being treated for respiratory issues in the last couple of days because of these fires. Even though there was that summit in France, everybody was in one place, they agreed to help fight that fire and protect the rainforest, offering up a big chunk of change, $20 million, in addition to a separate $12 million from England and $11 million from Canada. And there are so many that are looking at this and fearing, oh, because the Amazon is beautiful. And if you've never been there, it's going to look a lot different if you get there anytime in the near future. Because everything I've seen looks terrible. 245 people have been saved, though, and saved from flames, meaning they were way out of the harm's way. But this is one of the worst fires they've seen. And the world's largest rainforest is an absorber of carbon dioxide. And, of course, when you talk about temperatures and the arguments over climate change, it's good to have certain things in place, and that would be one of the good elements in a category, one of the necessary elements that will be sorely, sorely missed. Let's put it that way. Coming up, it's all about the numbers. I always say that, but it is oh so true. So we're talking digits next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Of We Can Count. I get it, 12. You're stuck on 12, lady. So, Fitbit. What does a Fitbit do? Will Fitbit help you sleep? The Fitbit Premium, they say, was unveiled on Wednesday. It includes programs to help you sleep better. That's the new thing. The Apple Watch, all kinds of other devices helping you sleep, telling you when you're getting good REM sleep, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so what will the Fitbit Premium do? They will track your sleep. And what the CEO is saying, and this is smart for the CEO to say this, James Park, is he's been struggling with trying to improve his sleep. I know everybody's doing that. So he chose to sleep. He chose sleep as the place where he wanted to be the guinea pig. More than a third of Americans don't get enough sleep. That's the CDC saying that. Listen, if you're not restoring yourself physically, mentally, you can't be 100%. We know that's true. Sleep is so good for you. He's saying, knowing the patterns is really, really helping. It's really helping him get more sleep regularly, and the quality and quantity has improved. I don't know. I mean, if you can get enough sleep, if it does help you get enough sleep, then it's worth it. any device you get, if it helps or it's what you need and it's really working, I'm all for it. And if the CEO decided he was going to be a guinea pig because he was suffering from sleep deprivation, I mean, of course he's going to say it's a great product, but he knows what it's like to go through it, walk through it. So you have to hook up. $9.99 a year, or a month rather, or $80, almost $80 a year. It's an app, and they pair it with what you're wearing, and then that way you can look up what your stats are. Oh, but that's another thing to look up. Right? I'm just saying. It's another thing to have to do. Oh, well. If you get better sleep, if you're into those deep REMs, then it's probably a really, really, really good thing. Instead of wrestling back and forth and trying your best to get sleep and not getting that good sleep. And look, we all know it. When we've pulled all-nighters, when we can't get to sleep, when we put back-to-backs on us, it's tough, right? Here's what happens. You think you think that you're making the ultimate sacrifice, but ultimately you are sacrificing from the people you're dealing with because you have to be exhausted. Your nerves are frayed. Frayed nerves, impatience, all that doesn't work well with other people. So you have to be responsible for yourself, and you have to get that sleep. I know it, because I've been there. I think the longest I stayed up, I want to say the longest that I've stayed up is, and it was worry and a medical thing for someone really close to me. I want to say it was almost 3 days. I just couldn't. I was tossing and turning. I was trying everything. And you don't want to get, that's the thing, it's if you can find a more natural way, right, you don't want to get hooked on something that you have a hard time getting off of. All right, quickly, let's move along. I'm sitting here monopolizing all the time on the whole sleep question. But this is pretty interesting. And this was a movie that we saw. Rocket Man was Tate Donovan in a wig. And I can't believe people didn't realize that, but I did. So, yeah, it was all about the wig, apparently. And there were some scenes between Elton John and Bernie Taupin, who was the guy who was his writer in this movie anyway. So how clever is that? At the Troubadour, he had the wig on. He was the guy who was trying to stop, or initially trying to stop Elton John and then embracing Elton John. I shouldn't say trying to stop him, but really embracing Elton John. And it was a famous L.A., not New York, L.A. music venue for a landmark performance that, you know, that helped Elton John. It really put him on the map. And this was a place that also primed the pump for so many people. And got them noticed, and got them booked, got these bands booked. So without the wig, Tate Donovan, at 55, is looking pretty fit, but he is definitely a little bit older. 50 years old. Whew. I think of seeing him on so many shows. It seems like when I was a kid. When people hit that mark, it makes you feel older, because then you start to think, where was I? How old was I? When was that? When did they come out with some of these movies? And the answer is, you can't stop the clock, folks. That's one number. You can't stop. Not going to happen. Because it's back to school time, somebody's published, a lot of people have published lists of what it's like to live with a roommate and what makes it so much easier. In fact, this is from Reviewed. They say that if you go from being an only child to having to live with a bunch of people in a sort of chaotic house, and you're rotating between 4 and 10 people living there, it's a tough situation because of the sounds you're hearing, what you're not used to, that many other roommates, mostly, well, not mostly, but they could be strangers, dirty dishes, what do you clean up, what don't you clean up? That could be a time bomb waiting to go off, honestly. That's what I think. So, is it worth saving a few pennies for that? I would say no, it is not worth it. Oh, not worth it. And especially the dish thing. That would be so tough. Because it depends on how you were raised, right? Were the dishes in the sink? Did you have a dishwasher? You know the drill on this. I don't have to spell it out for you. And this is an interesting story in light of what I said about football season, the money, the gambling. The Greek company Intralot got a $215 million contract to bring sports gambling to the nation's capital, and to continue running the lottery. More than half of the work is going to a small firm. The Veterans Services Corps is going to perform the entire subcontract with its own organization. Woohoo! But Veterans Services appears to have no employees. Oh. Until recently, the company's website talked about executives who didn't work there. Yikes! That's why you always explore a company a little bit deeper. There are explanations for this, but it would take me an hour and a half to give them. Just know there's an explanation. And they're saying they weren't trying to hoodwink anybody or double cross them or anything like that. That had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Which is good news for Intralot if they can prove that. But how do you prove that? Tough if you don't have people willing to get your back and get you through that process. If you go it alone, yeah, yikes, is what I would say. Forget it. How about this soldier? I have to mention this, who scored a perfect 600 on the new Army fitness test. I need a hero, and this guy is it. Timothy Cox, best score. Strength exercises, standing power throws, a two-mile run, hand release push-ups, sprint drag carry drills, deadlifts, leg tucks. I'm exhausted. Congratulations, Major, to you. That wraps up this edition of We Can Count. Hang with us.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
All eyes are on Dorian. It became a Category 1 hurricane just before it made landfall in the U.S. Virgin Islands, causing power outages and some minor flooding. It's now heading toward Florida, as National Hurricane Center meteorologist Jack Bevin tells us.
Everywhere from along the Florida Peninsula as well as up into Georgia should keep an eye on this, because we can't rule out landfall in any of those areas at the present time.
WFOR-TV's Joan Murray from Miami.
Because we don't know, the only thing to do is expect the unexpected, says Broward's Director of Regional Emergency Services, Tracy Jackson.
At this point, it's all about preparation. Everyone should have already had an idea of what they're going to do when the storm's threatening. This is a great time to verify those things, to make sure that your homes are going to be safe, you have pet food, you have medicine, and things of that nature.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tonight in our virtual green room, Mike Eaton. He's the CEO and founder of Hero Clean, and he joins us now in this edition of It's Your Business. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Hero Clean, and I guess the gist of it is how men can be cleaning heroes. So explain that, because, of course, you know, a lot of alarm bells are going off right now as this leaves my lips. So tell
exactly.
us about the company and what that means.
So about 4 years ago, I found myself in the laundry detergent aisle and going down the aisle and opening up the bottles and smelling them all and buying the least offensive smelling one I could find. And it dawned on me. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't use women's deodorant. I don't use women's shampoo. Why am I being forced to clean my clothes and my home with products that are essentially formulated and fragranced for women? And I thought, it's curious that there aren't any cleaning products lines for men. And so I started doing a little research on kind of what was going on with men in the country as well. And right now in the United States, 47% of the adult male population in this country is single. And it's growing at double-digit clips every decade.
Wow.
And so between that and the fact that 43% of all household chores are being done by men in married households, 42% of all grocery is now being purchased by guys, just between 70 and 100 million guys walking into grocery stores and walking down the cleaning products aisle, and there's absolutely nothing there that speaks to them, that's formulated for them, that's created for them. And so as a single guy at the time, I was like, you know what? I want this. No one seemed willing to build it, and so I built it myself. So I created a cleaning products line for guys that really kind of is formulated and fragranced, et cetera, for the sensibilities of how guys clean and what they like, and the packaging's masculine, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of basically just copied what everyone is doing down in the personal care aisle on deodorant and shampoo and all of that, and translated over in the cleaning products aisle. And that's kind of how Hero was born.
So when you first delved into this, and you had a background in this kind of thing as far as brand marketing and even sponsorships.
Correct.
And some cool arenas.
Yep.
So it was like a completely foreign concept to you. But is that what happens because you've worked with brands before? Like, wow, what a great idea, and it pops into your head as you realize.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The last 10 years of my career, I was kind of looking at entertainment properties and sports properties and trying to figure out how to make more money off them, so to speak. You know, I'm just kind of wired trying to figure out, well, maybe there's a different way to do things. And so, I don't know, it just kind of dawned on me in the grocery store. And selfishly, it was kind of the Donna Karan little black dress kind of business model as well, is that nobody was willing to build it. And so I built it myself because I wanted it, you know, and I didn't like what I was using to clean my clothes. I didn't like the way they smelled. I didn't like the cleaning products I was using because they were my mom's cleaning products. So I wanted to build something for myself, and that's what I did.
Wow. And when you go out and you set out to build something for yourself, how does that process start? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So we, I had some friends who launched a sun care line, and they hooked me up with their fragrance house. And in talking to them and having this discussion, I'm like, I need somebody to help me formulate these products. They introduced me to a chemist, and kind of one thing led to the other, and he helped me kind of put together the original formulation line and introduced me to some contract manufacturers that kind of helped us kind of get off the ground. And since then, one relationship has led to another relationship. And, you know, a couple years later, we're now working with the world's top ingredients companies, manufacturing companies, fragrance companies, et cetera. You know, and since we've seen some success in the market, we actually have some first-to-market technologies in our product because we have such an interesting story and an interesting demographic that we're going after. There's a little bit of a groundswell of interest at the very high levels of some of these major companies just because we're kind of a new shiny toy in the cleaning products business where there aren't a lot of shiny toys.
And what's been the reaction to men that you tell it to and you see this product start to spread? What's been the reaction?
So, you know, interestingly enough, 50-year-old plus men don't get it. They're like, I don't even understand. Like, why would I need this product? You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyone in their 20s and early 30s immediately gets it. They're like, oh, my God, why doesn't this exist? So it's a very kind of generational differentiated reaction. But the group that we're going after is that, you know, those kids that just got out of college, first home, first job, up through kind of their mid-30s is our sweet spot. And the reaction has been absolutely fantastic because they come from a generation where customization and stuff made for them and, you know, they can put their names on their Nikes and order them directly. And so repurposing products from a different era and a different target demographic is not as welcomed as it had been in previous generations. And so we're kind of hitting on something with these guys that they seem to be open to.
Of all the products that you design, what's your favorite?
The odor eliminating spray. By far. It's interesting. So we launched at Target a year ago and sold our first bottle at Target. And Target's obviously got a different demographic in their stores in that it's very female-oriented. But the one demographic that kind of we also know that if we're going to be a successful brand, we need to get women to buy this as well. There are no products out there right now that moms can spray on little Johnny's hockey equipment where everybody's going to be happy. So if little Johnny's hockey equipment doesn't smell well and she goes and smell good and she sprays Febreze on it, well, Johnny's not going to be very happy. Our odor-eliminating spray was purchased 60% by women in Target because it's the only spray in Target right now that doesn't smell like flowers. And so we're seeing an interesting kind of market grow in that there are odor issues out there, that there aren't a lot of solutions that aren't floral-based. And so we've seen a lot of success with that odor-eliminating spray. The reason I love the product myself is it's so easy to use, and it's kind of our delay mechanism. So if you have something that doesn't smell great and you just kind of want to freshen it up a little bit, whether it's hockey equipment, your tennis shoes, sheets, a t-shirt, just spray it with this stuff. It smells great. We've got technologies in our new odor eliminating spray. We've got a microbe in it. It's a probiotic microbe that starves bacteria. So the odor is really the bacteria, so it doesn't allow the bacteria to grow because it has nothing to feed off of, and then it prevents it from ever growing down the road. So with some really cool, interesting technologies we have in these products that really kind of lead to how guys clean and, you know, the clean, delay male cleaning regimen, this odor eliminating spray is that mechanism where you can continue to not clean and still have the appearance of cleanliness.
I love it. The appearance of cleanliness. So as somebody who knows how to market this kind of stuff, I mean, that's in your wheelhouse. I know that you can get it on Amazon. What made you decide on the packaging and how you were going to make it available to people?
So there's a couple things. Right now, our product line out in the marketplace, it's four different products. It's a laundry detergent, a dish and hand soap, an all-purpose cleaner, and the odor eliminating spray that we discussed. The product line was put together to mimic a male cleaning regimen of that clean, delay. This is the least number of products you would need to clean everything. And our products are multi-use. You can use it on everything. They're not going to hurt anything. So, for example, you know, the major cleaning companies would love to have you buy 17 different spray cleaners to clean every little different surface. Like, you need one for wood and tile and marble, and it's all the same stuff, basically. And so our all-purpose cleaner you can use on every surface. Our dish and hand soap, it's great on hands, it's great on dishes, it's good grease cutter if you need to make soapy water to wash your car, mop your floor. It's all very flexible. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, all right, how can we make this guy easy, simplify this whole process if guys don't clean a lot and they're kind of confused with those myriad of products down there. From a packaging standpoint, we wanted to make sure that it felt very male. So we have a new branding and packaging look that's launching actually next week. And the products that are out in the marketplace right now are very kind of modeled after automotive-looking products. And we had a lot of reaction from the retailers that it looks a little too automotive. And so our new packaging is going to be dark. It's going to be very much like Axe and Nivea for men and Dove for men, Plus Care for men. So we have like gunmetal gray bottles, and the labels are black with carbon fiber texture on it. And so we went super aggressive. So when somebody walks down the cleaning products aisle, they look at our brand, they're going to know it's for guys because it looks so different than anything else in that aisle. And we're really just trying to make that connection to say, you know, hey, listen, if you walk down the personal care aisle, you kind of get a sense that everything's going dark and manly and all that with the men's personal care products. We're just recreating that in the cleaning products aisle.
I love it. And, you know, you're a kid who grew up this way, right? Your father worked for Procter & Gamble for like four decades?
He was a career Procter & Gamble guy, for sure. Yeah, he's been retired for 18, 19 years, and kind of the running joke in the family is, Dad, I'm trying to ruin your retirement. For some reason, he doesn't feel threatened at the moment, but hopefully we can change that.
He's not threatened. I love it. Here's another thing I want to make sure that I tell everyone.
Yeah.
So for hero-clean.com is where you go, but also a portion of what you make goes to veterans. Tell me about that part.
Yeah, so we wanted to be a company that, you know, obviously creates great products. We're trying to create a new category in the cleaning products aisle, but we also want to give back. And when the brand started evolving in the hero name and the star, it just screamed military. And so back when I was putting this all together, a friend of a friend was starting a charity called the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. There's a guy named Paul Rykoff, and he's ex-military, ex-Wall Street, fireball. I mean, super, you know, he's the Energizer Bunny. And he created this charity that really focuses on a lot of PTSD issues. They're very involved in a lot of the government regulations as far as the VA hospitals. And he's one of those guys who's sitting in senator and house member offices all the time. And he was just getting off the ground when we were getting off the ground. We sat down, we met, and we have very similar views of our respective worlds as far as disruption and there's a different way to do this and all of that. And it just kind of clicked. And so we've been partnered with them. We give 7% of our net sales to them, and we bring them to our retailer meetings. So, for example, Paul and I are actually going up and sitting down with the senior management of Target in a few weeks to come up with new ways that they can help veterans that work at Target and their guests that are also vets. debt. So we want to be one of those companies that doesn't just write a check. We want them to be a part of the fabric of our company. And so we're doing that on a daily basis, trying to figure out new and better ways for our brand to also help them try to make it a successful run for us.
I love it. Check it out. Mike Eaton, CEO and founder of Hero Clean. Mike, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of Black Rifle Real Estate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'll tell you what, this book really caught my eye. It jumped out at me. In fact, I blew something off over the weekend so that I could get further through it. It's called We Are Market Basket, the story of the unlikely grassroots movement that saved a beloved business. And, you know, we do so much of business here on America Tonight. We're talking about small businesses and getting connected to people and community. Market Basket is incredibly connected to their community, both in and out of the store. Daniel Corson, one of the authors of that book, joins us now. He's in our virtual green room. And Daniel, this story, Market Basket, for people who don't know, in the Northeast, really in the New England area, how many Market Basket stores are there?
At the moment, they've got about 75 stores, yeah, in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and one in Maine.
Wow. And what happened was, this is a family business. And so the CEO, who was the beloved CEO, suddenly, because of some infighting with his family, and I'll let you flesh that a little bit more, ended up being bounced. And it really changed the way business happened at the supermarket chain, didn't it?
Oh, Oh, yeah, sure. The whole thing turned upside down, and this company was shut down. It's almost $5 billion company now. And the CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas, the T is important because he was fired by his cousin, Arthur S. Demoulas. And Arthur T. was running this company for nearly a decade. By all accounts, the company was running on all cylinders, really performing well, growing fast. And then his cousin, who happened to be a majority shareholder, he led the side of the family who were majority shareholders, decided that they wanted to cash out. And people knew that this was going to change the way that this company operated, as it had since 1917. So they saw that he was really, Arthur T., the CEO, was the only obstacle in this plan. And so they fired him, and that's what started this whole protest movement that spanned three states.
Wow. And the protest movement meant that the people working there said, we're not going to do this, and basically went out and started picketing and all that sort of thing. And the community did, too, as well, right?
That's the amazing thing, is how quickly this thing spread. It started with a very small core of mostly executives who were very upset. They were so close with this man. And they said, we don't want to work here unless he's our CEO. And then it quickly spread to people in the warehouse, truck drivers who refused to send shipments out. It spread to the stores where employees at every level of this company, management and frontline workers all together, were really united around this. And then it continued to spill into customers. And there was 2 million people boycotted this store for 6 weeks. They took their business elsewhere. It didn't even stop there, because it also went to suppliers. And many of the suppliers, some of them with multi-million dollar accounts that absolutely depend on Market Basket for their business's survival, they said, until Arthur T's back, we're not doing business with you anymore. It's the most incredible thing I've ever come across in my years in academia and studying business.
Yeah, I just think it's an incredibly powerful story and speaks to company culture. So what does that say about Market Basket's company culture?
Yeah, it has a very unique company culture, and I think there's a lot to admire there. I mean, one thing they do is they really take care of their people as family. And a lot of companies say that, but this company has this rare quality about it where so many employees, they give their colleagues rides. When people face a hardship, which all of us do, people at this company tend to rally around each other and help each other out. Sometimes it's, a loan or something. Sometimes it's a ride. And a lot of this is coming from the CEO himself. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of the CEO going to the funeral service when an assistant manager at one of the stores has a loved one who dies. So maybe like their mother dies or something. Arthur T. shows up at the funeral service for maybe 5 or 10 minutes just to make an appearance and pay his respects, and then he's off. But those kind of small little gestures go such a long way at this company.
And so now, well, first of all, a couple of things. They've obviously built that sense of family, like you say, and there's no doubt. And that continues, by the way, because you have a lot of families that work for Market Basket, right? Like a mother, maybe her kid, maybe a cousin. It also becomes that weave of family inside, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I've also met a lot of people who they'll have multiple people in the family who were working at this company. And people like that, during this protest, they were shutting down the company. They were basically saying, we don't know if this company is going to end up shutting down, partly even because of this protest. So they had a ton to risk. I mean, they put everything on the line. They're, three, four, five people in their own family that are putting their jobs on the line for this. So it was a tremendous sacrifice.
What's Arthur T doing now?
Arthur T. is back in control. Because of the protest, he was able to take back control of the company and purchase the shares of that other side. The other side had intended to sell it to a big supermarket conglomerate based in Belgium, but they obviously lost interest as this protest continued, and that opened up the road for Arthur T. to purchase those shares. So now he's in full control. They're growing like crazy. A lot of people that had never heard of Market Basket before, even people living in the area, are saying, what's this all about?
So it was almost like advertising for them, right?
It really did. It piqued a lot of people's curiosity. I had shopped there a lot myself, and my I have a lot of family members who are big fans and part of this almost cultish devotion to the company. But I never really fully appreciated it myself either until I started studying it. And now, you know, I see things there, and I just appreciate it so much. You just being in the store, there's a certain energy in the place. There's, you know, there's a lot of interaction between employees and customers. Like, I mean, this will amaze a lot of people. First of all, they have people in the aisles all the time, so there's always people to ask, which I'm sure many of your listeners will be, you know, will think when the last time they were in the supermarket, how difficult it is just to find someone to ask where that pie crust is, right? That's what always happens to me when I'm using my wife sends me out for a pie crust, and you know there are different types. There's the frozen type of this, and there's never anybody to ask. So it's and it really can be frustrating from a customer. And at the checkout aisle, almost all those checkouts are open. They all have two people working there, two person teams. There's one person at the cash register. There's another bagging groceries. So you go into the store, and you feel like you're getting a personal sort of one-on-one attention. And they've stripped out all of the technology, any technology that runs counter to that idea, they've stripped out. So you don't see the automated checkout counters. Those don't appear at this store because they believe that it takes away from that one-on-one sort of experience.
Yeah, so cool. And also, it's like you say, that one-on-one experience. So there is that sense of originality, I bet, is what it's all about.
That's right. Yeah, they follow their own drummer, so to speak, and that played out in this protest as well. And is that when everyone in the world, and I have to admit, you know, I'm ashamed to admit now, even myself included, I said, you know, this, I admire what they're trying to do, but they're not going to be able to succeed at getting back control of this company. But they said, to their credit, they said, we have to get this done. We're going to find a way to get it done. It doesn't matter that the textbooks say you can't go against the board's decision to fire a CEO. We want our CEO back. This is our company. And that's what they did, and they pulled it off.
We're speaking with Daniel Corshon. He's one of the authors, rather, of a really awesome book called We Are Market Basket, the story of the unlikely grassroots movement that saved a beloved business, no question about it. As you mentioned, you're in academia, and you're at Drexel. So when you're teaching students or talking with students, do you use this as an example?
Oh, I'm just about to, my poor students are going to get a quiz on it in a matter of hours, so you'll see what the response is. But yes, I mean, I brought this into my class. There's so much to learn from this case. I mean, from my standpoint, a lot of it starts with what's a company in business for in the first place anyway? You know, a hundred years ago, economists used to see business as a way to serve society, and somewhere along the way in the last 100 years, I don't know exactly how, but we've sort of lost sight of that, and we've gotten so focused on the profit generating goal of companies that we've really lost sight of what companies are really there for. And this company, I think, is one of a few models that we have now of companies that say, yes, we're in a sort of mundane business. It's not one that's really exciting to people, the supermarket business, but there's a real importance to this. I mean, we're helping people, and through low prices at the store, through the way that they serve customers, give everyone a lot of respect, the way they deal with employees, there's an importance to this company in the community, and we saw when there was a danger of that company being taken away, you see how people said, no, this is something important. We need to keep this here.
Wow. It's an incredible story. Daniel, thanks so much. Good luck with the book. And Drexel, my mother went to Drexel. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so go Drexel.
It's a lot of fun to teach here. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for some
someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.